Welcome to the Real Estate Survival Guide, the show that teaches realtors how to create a thriving real estate business.
What is up, guys? Welcome back to the podcast. Hope you guys are doing well. Great to have you here. I hope you guys have gotten your Christmas shopping done. You have less than a week and you need to be working on that. But seriously, hope you've really enjoyed. You know, it's very interesting. I kind of committed in September that I was going to basically use all of the rest of the year to focus exclusively on social media here on the podcast. And it's gone really well. We'll certainly continue focusing on social media, but it was direct and I had an exact series mapped out that I wanted to go through. And it's been fun to do that. And so on today's episode, I want to talk to you more about how trust can compound on social media, right? And how when you build trust, it can compound over time, right? And when you can get this right, guys, I really believe your entire business can change. Your entire business can change. It really can, right? On Tuesday on YouTube, I talked about how I just do Facebook differently. My profile is always public, right? I want people to see the real me. I want them to see my family, my values, my business, my personality. I don't believe you can build trust if people cannot see who you are, right? Realtors love to hide behind everything, have everything private. And, you know, that's fine if you have safety issues or whatever. And I'm not going to tell you what to do, right? You might decide you don't want your kids on there. You don't want your spouse on there. And that's fine. But what I do need is you to be on there. If you want to grow your business there, you need to be on there. You do. And that doesn't mean you need to share everything, right? I'm out there. My family's out there. Kids are out there to a certain extent. But it's a way to build trust. You cannot build trust if you cannot know who people are. Like if they can't see you, they won't build trust. And I promise you guys, even older people are Googling you and Facebooking you before they call you. They just are, right? Realtors love to hide behind that stuff, but it creates distance, right? Keeping my profile public has created thousands of connections and dozens, if not hundreds of deals over the year. It just has. On today's YouTube video, I hope you watched, I share how I do social media differently than almost any other realtor. I don't post like everyone else. I don't disappear when business is slow. I don't post mindless stuff. I intentionally speak to people I want to help. I scroll with purpose. I care about people. I connect on purpose, right? I have, you know, I've said this before and I don't want to over-spiritualize it, but I go on Facebook every single day and I pray through and think through who can I help and encourage today. Not who can I sell a house to today, not who can I pitch real estate or my membership or whatever, who can I help today? And one of my favorite quotes comes from Zig Ziglar and says, if you give enough other people what you want, eventually you will get what you want. And it's so true. It just is, right? I don't go out there trying to pitch you a membership or EXP or the Wolfpack or whatever. Some of you come to me because of those things only after I have served you, right? And when people trust you, this is what happens, right? You know, I do things opposite of what almost anyone I know does, right? And I go back to, I said it this week, Jesse Cole, owner of the Savannah Bananas, who you've heard here on the podcast, whatever is normal, do the exact opposite. So I'm trying to do everything on social media completely different than anyone else. I am. And trust is built through repeated exposure. It doesn't come from one post. It comes from repeated exposure, consistency over time. They need to see how you think, how you show up, how you treat people, how you talk about your clients and your family, right? I knew a realtor who recently was complaining about their manager at their office, you know, and in a very negative way. And I kind of was thinking, you can't be this person of faith who talks about your love for the Lord and all these things, and then like curse and yell and scream about how bad your manager is. You just can't do it, right? You know, one of my favorite quotes, I think it's from my mentor and friend, Mike Sherrard, says, the way you do one thing is the way you do everything. So the way you show up right now, today on social media, is the way you're showing up for your clients. Are you preparing or are you just winging it, right? How do you talk about people? How do you serve people, right? When people see you, you know, over the next week or two for, you know, Christmas and New Year's, how are you talking about people? How are you treating people, right? you don't know who is watching and how you're building trust, right? But silently, your followers on social media, right? We talked about how Facebook is full of lurkers. They are stacking that trust every single day if you're earning it. Or if you are not doing it and you're not doing the things and you're not being the person on Facebook that you are in real life or vice versa, that damages that trust. And they might not reach out, but they are watching, right? They're watching. And you have to be consistent and you have to be real. I firmly believe that your Facebook profile, your, again, we've talked about this, your personal page needs to be public. And not everything, but many, like, you know, 70, 80, maybe even 90% of it should be public, where people can explore who you are. They can scroll your posts. They can, you know, a few weeks ago, we talked about like having your personal profile updated. See your links, your information, right? They can see your story. They can see your journey. They can see your wins. They can see the family, the struggle. There's no mystery. And when there's no mystery, there's no fear to reach out to you, right? A private profile feels guarded. A private profile feels like, who is this person? And why are they locked down like Fort Knox, right? You know, I have agents reach out to me. Clients reach out to me. You know, people that want to join eXp, and they know me. You know, I often hear, and I want to encourage you with this. People tell me, and this is, you know, it, I really appreciate it, and I want to always be this way. They say to me that the person they see online or on this podcast or YouTube is the same person that they meet. And that's exactly how I want to live my life. I do. They can see that and it builds that openness, right? When you do the opposite of what every other realtor does, like I've done, people notice. Most agents are salesy. Most agents are pitchy. You know, if you're real and you don't disappear and you stay consistent, right? People love that. Most agents only post the polished crap, right? But when you share the real moments and you're vulnerable and you lean into that and you're different, that builds trust. And people trust real over polished. If you're struggling, if you're a single mom with kids, share that as part of your business. Feel free to share, right? The honesty of what that's like. If you've got young kids like me, I share that and people know that. And remember, you know, go back to the avatar and go back to the buckets. When I talk about the value of faith and family in my life, right? Then when I say, hey, something popped up with my daughter or son or, you know, my wife, they already know that that's the priority because I'm real about that on social media and I'm real and raw. You know, I think back to some of my clients who reached out to me this year, people I haven't seen in 15, 20 years. They didn't reach out because I posted fancy stuff. They reached out because the same person they knew, maybe not the person who knew me when I was 9, but the person that knew me at the end of high school, I'm very similar to that guy still. They reached out because I'm still that guy that they were friends with or whatever, and they trusted then. And now I'm just, you know, an expert in real estate. I still remember my friends saying the real estate guru they wanted to reach out to after not speaking for almost 20 years. They trusted the way I build my business. They trust in my values, faith, family, those things, right? And that trust stacked for months and months. And for some of these people, years and years before they took action, right? Before they reached out. The algorithm does not decide who hires you guys. Trust does. The algorithm and posting consistently helps you stay visible, but trust, it was what gets people to reach out. And you cannot build trust if you are a secret agent, right? Trust is the ultimate conversion tool, and it grows the same way compound interest does in the bank or in your investments, slowly, slowly, right? So here's my challenge for you. Go watch both YouTube videos this week, Tuesday's video showing you about building trust by having a public profile and letting people see you. Today's video showing you how to do things the opposite of everyone else and opposite of normal realtors and standing out in the crowd, standing out in your market, you know, and if you combine those things, trust will compound faster than you've ever believed. It really will. It absolutely will. And you can go into 2026 with clarity and you can absolutely crush it. You can. Right? How are you sticking out? Let's close it out with this. How are you sticking out? You've got, you know, just, you know, a couple weeks left in the year. How are you sticking out? You got 10 days. Okay. How are you sticking out? How are you being remembered? Whatever is normal, do the opposite. What are the things agents in your area are doing? Stop doing those things and do the opposite. When you do this, you will grow. People will see you and you'll stick out like a sore thumb. You will. And don't hear that as bad. That's actually awesome and great. It is. So thank you guys for listening. Keep showing up. You got 10 more days, right, to keep consistently posting on social media like I talked about, you know, through the YouTube channel at the beginning of the month and then on that, you know, first podcast episode of the month 2 weeks ago today. Keep showing up. Keep being consistent on social media. And when you do this, you will have success. You got 10 more days. Crush it the rest of this year. And have a great Christmas, guys. I hope you do next week. And I'll see you next Friday and get ready to close out the year. But if you start, you know, or continue, I hope you're continuing it, not starting today, but start consistently posting. And if you're not, do it and let that be a 10-day, you know, kind of runway to get you moving and cranking consistently every single day on social media in your business in 2026. So love you guys. Appreciate you guys. Have a great Christmas and I'll see you guys next Friday.
Thanks for listening to the Real Estate Survival Guide. If you enjoyed this episode, we would appreciate it if you'd leave us a review on iTunes. It helps others discover the show. Thank you so much, and we will see you on the next episode.